friend of the show. Last time she was in here, she was with her band Deep Valley. She's the front woman. It's Lindsay Troy. And last time they were here, they were talking about Deep Valley going on their final tour. I think they were taking a break from being Deep Valley for a while. And
that's right.
And Lindsay was like, I'm going to have some, you know, my own stuff, going a little solo thing. And so she reached out and says, hey, I got my single. My EP, is a single called an EP?
Is it EP or LP?
What is that, Renee? Is it an EP, LP? What do you call that?
EP is like extended play. So yeah, EP would be the shorter one. LP is the album, the full album.
Okay, so it's her EP is being released. So yeah, bring her on in here. Where is she? There Lindsay. She is. Lindsay's here.
Hello.
I was just telling everybody how you reached out to me and said, hey, you know, because last time you were here, you were with Deep Valley, and you guys are doing your, what, farewell tour?
I know. I can't believe this is like the first thing I've ever done on my own without Julie.
I know. And you were saying that that when you told us it was the farewell tour, I think we gave away tickets to one of your last shows. You said, I'm going to be doing some solo stuff. And
That's right.
And then I said, well, come on back. And so you reached out and said you got your first single done?
Yeah, my first single. And I actually brought my husband. Can he come on too?
No. I didn't even know you were married. Get out. I thought I had a shot.
Frank, you were married.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, we can always forget that. We can always do a swinger party, you know.
Oh, is he like your producer?
Yeah.
Is he? So, because I saw the video for the song. The song, the title of the song is I've Seen the Willow Trees.
Yes.
And I saw it, you reached out to me on Instagram, so I'm all over Lindsay's Instagram, and I was looking at, because I thought I had a shot, and I was looking for, you know. And
you're saying there's a shot.
There's a chance. But you recorded this, what, at your house?
Yeah. So actually, I was going to come on by myself, and my husband was like, that's my favorite show. I listen to it every day.
It's your favorite show.
Can I come on as your producer? I said, let me ask.
What's Hubby's name?
This is John. John
Stavis. Hold on.
So yeah, he was like, can I come on as your producer? I was like, let me find out.
I listen every morning.
All right,
thank you.
So we built a studio at our house in Eagle Rock. And we recorded the music there. Hello. And so, yeah, the first song, it actually comes out tomorrow, but you're going to be the first one to get to play it.
Exciting.
So they can't go and listen to it online. It comes out tomorrow.
So it comes out tomorrow, if you go to lindseytroy.com, lindseytroy.com, you can pre-save it. And also, if you go to my YouTube, Lindsay Troy Music, you can, there's going to be a video premiere at like 10 p.m. tonight. So, yeah, but you can go pre-save it right now.
Obviously.
Comes out at like midnight.
Deep Valley is as far as what you were doing there, the riffs, blistering riffs. This is not like that at all. This is like something that's completely your own and a different direction completely, right?
Yeah, this is a different direction. You know, I just figured this was my chance to like do something different. It's still very much like, it's not like slick pop or anything. It's still very much like guitar music, you know? But it's just, it's not like heavy rock.
I've seen the Willow Trees.
It's more like indie. It'd say like more like indie rock or pop.
A softer power blending her unmistakable voice and emotional depth with an earthy, organic soundscape. Ooh, finger picking like in the 70s.
Ooh, yeah.
melodic cello lines. I don't remember any cello with Deep Valley.
I know.
And this song is about what, your connection with nature, is that right?
It is. It's about wanting to share like all my favorite places, all my magical favorite places.
Did you grow up like with your own family going camping and stuff?
A lot of camping, a lot of road trips. My dad's a deadhead, so we used to do a lot of road trips.
Frank.
My wife's
a deadhead. Mm-hmm. Were you an automatic deadhead because your dad was?
Wait, you're married?
I know that. I thought you had a chance. So, unfortunately, I'm married.
Should we swap? Can we see a picture of her? See if she's John's type. Oh, there you go.
John's like, what is happening? I thought we were coming.
Is that your wife?
No, that's Heidi right there. She's my radio wife. We've been married on the radio for 25 years now.
Right. Wow.
I've been married on the radio to Heidi longer than I've been married to my own wife.
Yeah, wow. We're in our 26th year.
How long have you guys been married?
A few weeks.
1 month?
Nuh-uh.
We've been together for 10 years,
but we finally took the plunge, you guys.
Oh. What? Did somebody let their health insurance run out or something?
Yeah, basically.
How did John propose? Tell us that story.
Oh, horrible story. It was a horrible story.
Great. It'll fit perfectly.
We're going to redo it.
So what'd you do? What made it so bad?
I handed it to her while she was lying on bed. While lying on the bed.
She like tossed me the ring.
I threw it at her. I said, let's do this.
What?
And I made him redo it.
So you had a plan. You're like, okay, as soon as she's laying down, I'm going to throw the ring at her.
There was a extensive plan, but then I got kind of, I don't know if it was nerves or something like that, and...
He was going to propose to me in the woods, but I had a sprained ankle.
She had a sprained ankle.
He was too busy trying to help produce this single as opposed to produce a very good proposal. So
I know.
He's like, all my creativity is focused on this song.
But he made up with it with his vows. His vows were very sweet.
Oh, you wrote your own, so, huh?
Nice. Yeah. John. I told him he wasn't allowed to use ChatGPT to write them.
No, honestly, Lindsay, did you throw a little ChatGPT into your own?
I didn't.
No?
No.
I totally would have.
His were better than mine, though.
Mine were good.
His had humor.
What was one of the vows you remember? Do you remember any of his lines?
He said something about how when we first met, you said that I could write rock riffs that could raise the dead.
Yeah.
And that when we first met, I was dressed like K-pop Demon Hunter meets, what was the thing you said?
K-pop Demon Hunter meets Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And that's when you fell in love.
Yeah, I walked up to her at, it's a very LA story. We met at the iconic bar, Tenants of the Trees in Silver Lake, actually, after her show. And I walked up to her singing a song to her. Because I just saw her perform that night, actually, at a place called Basic Flowers, and I walked up to her singing a song, the song lyrics to one of her songs, incorrectly. Yeah.
This is true.
The lyrics were, if you want to be Queen Bee, but I said, if you want to be creepy,
I thought it was super cheesy. I thought it was so cheesy, but I thought he was really hot. So I was like,
it
whatever.
Is cheesy and creepy. They just walk up to a woman and start singing to her. She's like, oh my God. So the lyrics were appropriate at
Normally,
the time.
Normally it would have been like, ew, but he was so good looking. I was like, it's okay if you're cheesy. You're hot. So
I was wearing a women's blouse, actually.
He was wearing a women's blouse.
that I bought at, what's it called, Iguana, down the street from here?
Did you realize it was a woman's blouse, or when you tried to button it up, you realized the buttons are on the other side? You're like, wait a second, this is crazy buttons.
Oh, is that how it works?
These are ladies' buttons.
I didn't know that.
There's little sushis all over it.
I didn't know that.
It was black with a bunch of little sushis on it. And I was like, man, I'm going to score tonight with this blouse.
Little did he know that 10 years later, we'd have two kids, we'd have made a record together, he'd be on the Heidi and Frank Show, his favorite radio show.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, John.
You are a friend of the show. And we love you guys.
You guys are the best.
That you got your single finished, and we're going to hear it for the first time here today on 95.5 KLOS. It's an international debut.
Yes, nice. It is. LindsayTroy.com. You can go pre-save it. It comes out at midnight tonight, or you can, the music video debuts tonight at 10 p.m. on YouTube. So, yeah.
Because this is about your connection with nature, your song, I've Seen the Willow Trees, and you travel with your dad, Deadhead.
Yeah.
You have two kids together. Do you take them out in camp? And
we try to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about basically wanting to... Sometimes, yeah, it's about wanting to share all like my sacred places in the world with my children
and unplug and just like put tablets down and exactly. Be.
I know it's. Yeah. I want to ask so bad, like what? I mean, Southern California. What's one of your sacred places? But then I don't want to ruin it being a sacred place, and everybody shows up there, and everybody's naked in the hot.
I want to go where Lindsay goes. Yeah, yeah.
They already show up.
There's a lot. There's a lot of the places, one of the places I grew up going to a lot was Orcas Island, which is an island off Washington State. You take a ferry there. And so I want to take them there, like the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, just like all the classic
spots. What was it about
spots.
Orcas Island? Orcas?
I mean, Orcas Island.
Oh, Orcas.
It was amazing. So my brother and I have different dads. And his dad is like hippie, just like full hippie, and lived there. And he lived in, like, one point it was a yurt, one point it was, like, this octagon house he built, and it was very just, like, in the forest. And I used to love going there because it was super magical, and we would just like, it was very different than San Diego. But yeah, just a lot of, we would do a lot of hot springs. We would go out to like, and then we go camping Anza Borrego. I'm trying to remember all the spots. Just
so yeah, being hippies, like you guys are all like swimming naked and stuff, and out there in the woods.
We actually were, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Which looking back on, I'm like, is that like weird? I was like naked so much when I was younger, but that's okay.
I know. I had to tell my wife, it's like, honey, at some point you're gonna have to put clothes on because the kids are getting older. Because yeah. like she's like, at home, it's just naked town because she was a hippie.
Right. Yeah. I know. John's like so much more like, I don't know what the word is.
Clothes?
Prude than I am. He's always like, can you put some clothes on?
Could you put on a women's blouse or something? I can see your nipples.
I know.
I'm from Nebraska. They don't do that there.
Oh, yeah. We're Midwest kids, too, yeah. Frank and I. So, yeah, I know.
And then my mom, yeah. too. My mom's always walking around naked. And John's like, Deborah, can you put some clothes on, please?
Was it a big surprise to see your mom naked for the first time?
Saw it the first night we met, actually.
Actually, yeah. So my mom and her boyfriend had come down for our show, and my mom was staying at my place. So I came home knocking on the door at like 4 a.m, and she was half asleep, like not wearing pants or underwear, and she didn't know I was going to be with a guy. So she opened the door, and John's mind was just blown.
Whoa. And he got that out of the way quick.
He saw our buns.
How long, I mean, were you guys staring at each other? Or she didn't see her naked? Or like, was it face to face?
Oh, she saw. It was all. I mean, she had a top on, but no bottom.
Like Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah. Winnie
the Pooh. Was she like full bush?
No. I don't think you could see the shirt was pulled down, so you couldn't see the front. But when she turned around to walk back to the bedroom, it was like buns.
Buns for days, yeah.
Just buns for days.
Well, now you know your future, John. We got buns in our family. We got buns, dude. We got cakes.
Infinite buns.
Yeah, we got buns is the name of the second single she's working on right now. Totally different. Different than this first
one. And John's like, I need to be a part of this family.
I know. Yeah.
So 10 years later, he proposed.
Yes, exactly.
No, I think it was like maybe 8 years later.
No, it was, we were engaged for 3 years.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
But we went to the courthouse, dressed up to the nines, and then we had the wrong paperwork, and then it just took forever.
That's not exactly what happened. John has a very bad memory.
Okay.
But you got dressed up.
Yeah.
So when you couldn't get married that day and you were all dressed up, then where'd you go afterwards?
We actually went...
We went to Raising Cane's afterwards, actually.
I thought that if you just go to the courthouse and you do the paperwork, you're married, and then you do the ceremony later. I didn't realize you have to actually do a ceremony to get married.
Oh.
So anyways, after we got engaged, like a few days later, we got pregnant with our second kid. And so then, like, I didn't want to plan a wedding while I was pregnant and had a newborn, and I wanted to, like, you know, lose the baby weight and be cute again and all that stuff. So finally, 10 years later, we had the wedding, and we had it in my mom's town in Guerneville, and actually under a willow tree we got married.
Oh.
And our daughter was the flower girl, and our son was the ring bearer, though he didn't really understand the task because he's 2.5. So he kind of like...
He ate the ring.
Bolted.
We had to wait for it to pass through before we got it back.
Yeah, he didn't totally understand what his job was. And he had a black eye because the night before he was crawling on the couch and he fell off and like fell into a table. So he had a...
Those must be some wedding pictures.
And Raising Cane's is where you often will have a Nebraska reception. So,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
If only they were there.
And we only had a wedding with like 35 people. It was a very small family wedding, but 7 of those people threw up that night.
Yeah, we went.
Everyone got so drunk and ate way too much that like
prime rib.
So yeah, well, no, that wasn't why. It was because,
are you going to see them for Thanksgiving? I mean, they got the holiday coming up. You always get together for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is it an over under on how many people are going to vomit at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, pretty much.
I want you to shout out the cousin or whoever it is in your family that you sneak off with and get high with before dinner. Shout him out. What's their name?
Andy Lobb.
Andy. Oh, oh my God.
We got a full government name.
Andy.
Oh, no. It's all right. It's all right. He won't.
Lindsay, who are you sneaking off and getting stoned with?
Lindsay doesn't do that stuff. She's a queen.
If you had,
I'm more like a drinker.
If you had, yeah. Who's sneaking
like
off wino. And taking pulls off the bottle?
Who's your stoned?
Who's got
cousin?
The flask that says, come on, Lindsay, let's go drink a little bit of this?
I don't know. John's mom.
I'm going my mom.
John's mom.
That's great.
She's a wino like me.
Yeah.
It was love at first sight. Just like my mama. Well, let's get to this this single. I know you've worked on it for a very, very long time, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. And it's titled "I've Seen the Willow Trees." Anything else you want to say about it before we play it?
Yeah, we just recorded it at our house in Eagle Rock. It comes out at midnight tonight. So if you go to my website, lindseytroy.com, you can pre-save it, LindseyTroy.com. And the music video premieres tonight at 10 p.m., YouTube.com/LindseyTroyMusic. And yeah, I'm stoked. This is a big deal. It's a long time coming, going solo. So
here she is, Lindsey Troy.
Take you there with me.
There's that melodic cello right there. It's Lindsay Troy. That's her new single, I've Seen the Willow Trees. You know her from Deep Valley. From a moment, completely different what I expected from Deep Valley.
Right.
I'm sure with that experience right there. Very, very haunting in the beginning. And then going into that, bringing in that that dance beat at the end.
All right. So Lindsay, it's so beautiful. I want to go there. Wherever you want to take that.
I want to take you there, Heidi.
I want to go there, Lindsay.
I got to see a freaking chicory. What the hell is it? Is it a tree, or is it a bird? What the hell is it?
Chicories are, they're flowers, but they can also be a vegetable. But the ones I'm talking about are the flowers.
Oh, okay.
But there's also chickadees. I'm talking about chickadees.
And chickadees.
Like chicory, like in Louisiana, they do the chicory coffee. Like
So it's like a vegetable, it's a coffee, but it's also a beautiful flower.
All right, I didn't know.
So I'm raising awareness.
God, that is so good. And your voice is just
the thing about
so
like
special.
That. Like this, at the beginning being haunting. It's like with AI assisted music now. I don't think that you can actually connect. Like it can't write something that has that kind of connection or haunting. Like
exactly.
I said, like you feel that kind of emotion connected to a song.
Exactly.
I saw where Paul McCartney, he released a 2-minute 45-second silent track.
Oh.
Of just protest copyright theft by AI companies.
I like that.
And critics are calling it better than anything he did with Wings.
Oh, wow. 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 That's fighting words.
I know. Look at Emo's face. I know.
Emo will throw punches.
I know.
She will throw hands
at you. She will. But Lindsay, thank you so
that
much
is
for
so
coming
good,
on.
Lindsay.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having.
Can't wait to hear the rest of the album you're
and the video
on.
Tonight, right?
The video premieres tonight, which we actually shot in our yard. And I don't know if you have time. We actually could premiere one more song, but I don't know if you have time.
We don't have time. I don't think we even have it, but we'll do it again. We'll have you back.
Lindsay, on your website? Is it?
Yeah. So if you go to lindseytroy.com, so LINDSEYTROY.com, there's a pre-save button. You can pre-save the song. It comes out tonight at midnight. And then also you can sign up for like the video debut on YouTube, which comes out at like 10 p.m. tonight, which John shot. We shot in our yard. It's really gorgeous. So it's very DIY, very indie, AI, very just like.
Only DIY.
True.
In the video on Instagram, it's like just wires all over the floor with boxes that are connected to each other and like, you know, seeing them producing it inside.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
Exactly.
But thank you guys
for having me on.
Thank you so
congrats
much.
On the first letting me include my husband with... This was his dream. So he can die happy now. Got to come on the show.
Let me get those Disney tickets now.
Oh, I know. Well, you got to listen tomorrow at 7:40 a.m. Be Holler 40 because I do have those tomorrow. If you want a chance to win them later today, Nick Carter has them at 4:40 p.m. this evening. A Disney 4-pack. I'll have some more AC/DC tickets tomorrow at 8:40. Who knows what else I'll have? Being the master of all tickets in Southern California. And then when you ever have a live show or something, and you want to
announcing some more stuff soon. So yeah, I'd love you guys are my favorite. So I'd love to come back and premiere more songs and hang out with you guys.
Thank you.
Next time we have to talk about our what's that thing we both had? The rash.
The shingles?
Oh, the shingles.
You had shingles too?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it was poison oak.
Oh, my God.
I was putting poison oak medicine on it, and it was getting worse.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Get your shingle shot. That was the PSA for me and Lindsay.
Chicories and shingle shot.
Yes.
All right, Heidi, let's apologize.
All right, you guys are amazing.
Everyone we have offended today and get the hell out of here.
There's a few Weird Al Yankovic, Crazy Exes, Chuck E. Cheese, and Lesbian Mushers.
Entomologist, DeBarge, Ralphie May, and Ud Kwigovic.
Sammy Alaska. Davis Jr., Jodie Foster, twins, and white families at Thanksgiving.
Matt Sorum, Billy Currington, the TSA, and Asian waitresses.
My mom's box. It's not what it sounds like. Atheist, my cousin Tina, and all you recovering alcoholics, you quitters.
Brian Adams, the Four Seasons, Roto Grinder, and Lindsay Troy and her husband John. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer. We are Heidi and Frank. One fish, two fish, what do you ask? With this day in rockin' on this day in 19... 19-
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.